Hi everyone, my name is Marko Bosniak. I'm representing Croatia and you're listening to Building Bridges podcast.
Get away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Today we're building a bridge back to Croatia as we did a few episodes ago. We're having a winner of DORA 2025, Marko Bosniak, who will represent Croatia with his song Poison Cake. Don't be scared, you'll be buried tomorrow. Poison. We caught him for a nice little chat while he was still getting the impressions of an ongoing situation and impressions which he got after winning DORA. And I think we had a nice little chat. Right, Dave?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think nice is the word. Usually you win a national selection and you're on top of the world and things are going great until you get to Eurovision. But Marko hasn't had the best few weeks, I would say, since he won DORA. And it's
true.
Really, really upsetting for many, many reasons because, I mean, he should be preparing and completely focused on his performance and the upcoming pre-parties, but he's obviously very distracted. I mean, as you are. I mean, he's, what, 20, 21 years old? On social media, it's hard to escape what's happening. So I really feel for him.
Yes, that's true. But also what really inspired me was the way, even though he was just saying that, like, it's we interviewed him on a day when, you know, his motivation wasn't really there. But what really inspired me was, like, you know, like, let him eat cake. It's fine. You know, even though if it's poison cake. No, but like. The thing is, like, it really inspired me how he still kept this, I would say, this positivity in it and trying to achieve his main goal, which is stage in Basel. So it was really, really, really nice. So why shouldn't we just give you a tiny little bit of, not tiny little bit, the whole episode with Marko. Marko, hi again.
Hi.
Congratulations on representing Croatia at Eurovision. I was
Thank
there in
so
Opatija,
much.
And I have to say, what a moment that was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a moment.
And I think also our people on our social media, they were, like, you know, going crazy since, like, we recorded your part while you were going from green room back to the stage to perform again. And I think for the last time that I checked, that clip, like, gained around, like, what, I don't know, 500,000 views. So there was,
oh,
like,
God,
a huge viral thing to do. How does it feel to, like, live your dream and take Poison Cake to the big stage in Basel?
Well, it's definitely been a dream come true, and I really know that I wanted to have this goal achieved. So now that it's happening, everything feels a little bit surreal, but I'm very much aware that this is my reality now, and I'm just trying to, like, soak it all in and to enjoy every moment from now on.
So as Jan was alluding to just before we went live, there's been a lot of reaction online, both positive and negative, to everything that's happened since DORA, and of course your victory for Croatia. So were you expecting such strong reactions, like, on I guess on both sides of the spectrum when you won?
Well, I was expecting strong reactions because I think that it's kind of logical that people are going to have opinions and everyone is going to go in their own direction. But I wasn't expecting this amount of just straight up hate, because it was like, it's one thing to not like a song or a performance or to say that it was bad, which for some parts I can agree with. But the amount of hate that I received was just based on, like, me being gay or me being a Satanist or something. So
why are they saying you're a Satanist? Is it because the cake is poisoned?
I don't know. I think that they took the poison cake maybe too literal. Like maybe they took it too seriously. I don't know.
You've been like open about your identity and publicly stated that you're gay. So how was that somehow impacting your journey as a somebody who's representing Croatia in a country like Croatia?
Yeah, well, it is impacting my journey a lot because this is a very like patriotic, conservative in a way, like a Christian country. But also I really feel like we are all equal and we are all free to express what we are. But this is why representation matters, because I haven't had the representation in Croatian media. I never got to see anyone who is out and proud about being gay and about being queer. So I'm happy that maybe some generations after me will be on a much easier path than what I'm going through right now. But yeah, it's okay. I cannot judge anyone. I really just want to spread love and positivity, and I'm happy that I'm able to represent Croatia. But these comments are something that I really I cannot be bothered anymore, honestly.
Yeah, and I think that's the right way to see it, because people who are these trolls online are just going to do it no matter. They'll always find a reason. And yeah. Unfortunately, being LGBTQ is just an easy target. And
it's an easy target. And I just noticed that even if they don't like the song or the performance, me being gay just adds on top of it. So I think that the whole thing just like really blew out of proportions. So it's been a lot, but I'm gathering my strength back. I'm gathering my energy, my voice, my power back, and everything is going to be amazing in Basel, which is what I'm focusing and preparing for. But so far it's been hectic, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing that you're moving to Basel for this, because I kind of feel like the anti-LGBTQ bit of this, when you get to Eurovision, is going to be hopefully the least of your concerns.
Yeah, and I'm super happy about all of the pre-parties, because I know that people there will just really like give me a sense of community and acceptance, which is what I need. So it's going to be beautiful. But just like this part, in this moment, I cannot really say that I'm completely enjoying it. I'm really trying to, but it's been hectic. But I know that I can come out on top of it. So it's going to be great.
In the last few days, we saw on your social media, you being a cover boy, we can say, for Story magazine, like, and I would say that something that really, you know, caught the attention was some sort of a picture of you being with Croatian flag and being marked as a public enemy. And as you said before, getting ready for Basel, this is definitely a distraction you didn't need, right? So, but yeah. On the way, do you think, as you said before, for the upcoming generations, even though you're still so very young, do you think this is somehow a path you're doing for I would say other queer or LGBTQ plus artists that are still about to emerge on the scene in Croatia?
Yeah, I definitely think this is much, much bigger than me and myself. And I just feel like somebody had to take the first step. Somebody had to put their face out there, like I literally did. And I have it here. Like, this is the cover of me being a public enemy. Because, yeah, truly the public is really divided. But I'm really hoping that it's only a loud minority. And I really know that a lot of people just have love and acceptance in their hearts, and that they can be a bit more open-minded and just wait until Basel. And because I know that we're really like preparing a strong concept, and I believe in myself and I believe in my team. So whatever happens, it's okay.
You already spoke about the meaning of poison cake, and we saw that concept in Opatija. So when people see your performance in Basel, what do you want, or what do you hope, anyway, people will take away from that performance?
Well, I definitely want it to be dark. It needs to be atmospheric. It needs to be crazy, but in the best possible way. So I really think that we're going for a dark horse kind of performance. I feel like people's expectations are very low, so I can only improve and play with that. So it's going to be better. It's going to be much better because I know exactly where I need to make the adjustments that I'm going to make. And we're really going to bring this to life in Switzerland.
Eurovision, it is known for like celebrating diversity and inclusivity. Like, do you feel like that being part of it gives you a bigger platform to express yourself and your music, and maybe using a chance to for a fans to, you know, get to know your music and also you as an artist?
It definitely does, and I love that it's so diverse and so inclusive, because I do not come from a background that was very inclusive or very diverse. It was basically very like patriotic, very Catholic, very like, even though the thing is, I never want my words to be twisted out. Like, there's nothing wrong with all of these things that I've just listed, but I really can't wait to be kind of like accepted into the family of what Eurovision is, because I know that it's going to be a safe space for me. So I'm super happy to be able to share that with people.
So it feels like you're not getting a whole lot of that love yet. Is any of it coming through? I mean, through the international social media from outside of Croatia?
Well, just like, especially today, I'm feeling like very low psychologically and mentally. But I'm gonna collect myself, and I'm gonna collect my strength. And I'm gonna deliver the best that I can. But dealing with these amounts of opinions is definitely tough. So I'm just trying to get myself together and to focus on what's really important to me and to surround myself with the right people. So it's gonna be okay. Yeah.
is Amsterdam the first pre-party you're going to?
It is, and yeah. I cannot wait. So I think it's the biggest one, if I'm not mistaken. So. I really want to deliver a very good performance and just show everyone that I am a great vocalist. Just what happened in Opatija, we do not talk about that vocally, because I really was just going through a lot physically as well. Like, I've been to the doctor for the past 2 weeks, basically almost every day, and I'm just so over it. I want to be healthy again and just in my own zone, so that I can really prove to everyone that I'm worthy of this opportunity. And I really hope that I can, you know, make people happy and just share my music with the rest of the world. That's it.
Yeah, you will. You just need to get your butt to Amsterdam and get this free party season started. And
let's get this free party season started, because things are going to go much easier and much better for me then, because I just really feel like I need to, you know, move around my surroundings a bit and just like change the narrative and just perform and just do what I do best. And yeah
new air, new perspectives, new
perspectives. That's what I need.
Yeah it's gonna be great.
Thank you.
Since we at the time of the recording, the only country or the only song that hasn't been revealed yet is France. Marco, did you have any chance to listen to the other competing entries? Because we know that yourself, you're also Eurovision fan, so you differently are going into, not as a participant or as a representative of Croatia, but obviously just out of curiosity. Do you have any songs that maybe stood out for you, or maybe also from the national final season? Because like, I think this is most likely that you would know. What is sort of favorites that you have?
Okay, I do like Erika a lot from Finland, and I do like Mirjana, because she's serving so much cunt, and I can't wait to hear her serve so much cunt in Basel. But also I like Norway. I don't know, like I've been listening to the songs and like making rankings with my friends, but I'm not gonna make them public yet. It's gonna be a little secret.
So it's going to be a very enjoying one, from even if it was like a little bit rough from the start. I think going up to Basel, I think it's going to be a nice little experience for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be beautiful, because it can only go up from here. Because I think I really reached like the status of a national enemy right now in Croatia. Kinda. But I also want to like really emphasize that I love this country, and I love that all of us are what makes Croatia Croatia. Like it's never a certain group of people. It's all of us. Like all of us are making and representing this country in the best possible light. So I just can't wait to do that, like with pride and with the honor of doing it. So it's gonna be good. I have a good feeling.
So you already hinted at your staging, and we don't want to ruin anything, obviously.
Oh my god, did I? Oh my god, I need
just
to
a
shut
little,
up.
Just a little. You said you wanted just it to be little. Dark, and you know all that, but that's fine. But the big Eurovision geeks that we are, and now that you're in this, can you kind of give us like a peek behind the curtain? So like, obviously, you've got your ideas, what you want it to look like. How does it work? Like if myself or Jan or anybody listening, you know, became a Eurovision participant. You've got your ideas. How do you get your ideas from your head basically to the stage at Eurovision? Do you go through HRT? Do you start talking to the EBU right away? Like how does all that work behind the scenes?
Yeah, well, HRT needs to approve all of the ideas that we have, and we really had a lot of them. But we as a team go through all of these ideas, and we like together work on a solution and what works best. We had some very like megalomaniac ideas, and then I was just like, okay, let's be realistic here. Let's like strip it down, because that could be more effective than to add things, because then you have like some props that we wanted to use, like it could turn into a nightmare with like setting it up and everything. So I was just trying to get the same effect but with less props. I just told you everything basically, so I need to shut up, but yeah.
Well, I think as for now, like in theory, we don't know exactly. If we wouldn't see your performance, I think we would be just still in the dark, you know, in a way, what to do.
Just if you want to know anything about my performance, it's just gonna be dark. Like it's just gonna be dark. There's nothing is going on. It's just dark. Okay, so like just imagine like black. That's my performance. Everything is just gonna be dark, and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but like I think we really are excited to see how this is going to work. We have to admit that also like on the stage of Dora, it really looked, you know, amazing, different.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Also very much different from your 2022 entry. But is that like more real you? Is it more like, is that the real Marco from 2025 Dora, more than the one if you're comparing to the one from 2022?
The thing is, I always stayed the same, and people just perceived me differently throughout the years, because I remember like being a 10-year-old kid and the entire Balkans was like crying and cheering and screaming for me. But I was also like a crazy kid back then as well. It's just like people didn't get to know me that well. So also with the Dora in 2022, I went with a very like emotional Balkan ballad, and it's really something that I feel deep inside of my soul that I really want to express on the outside, and it's a part of my identity and of who I am. But it's, I don't know, like it's not the only thing that I can offer. So Poison Cake is just about me showing another part of my personality, because there's so many different ones, and I really think that I'm a little bit like neuroatypical. So I just know that I like function differently in different situations and in different like eras of my life. So I'm like not comparing Molly Zanas and Poison Cake, but rather like embracing both of them, because I think that they like complement each other in a very nice way. Because it's Molly Zanas is this song filled with like religious metaphors, and Poison Cake was accused of Satanism. So in the same way, it like brings me a lot of happiness to see that I've created such versatility as an artist in the past like 3 years, even though I'm literally the same person that I was, but I just showed like multiple parts of myself. So I think it's intriguing. At least it's intriguing for me. So I hope that it's going to be intriguing for the rest of people as well.
So we'll end with a kind of a game, a little bit of a fantasy game. So yeah. imagine we give you the opportunity and you can collaborate with any Eurovision Ooh. Artist, past or present. Who would you want to collaborate with, and maybe what song?
I would do something insane with Verka Serduchka, definitely. Like, I really want to do something crazy. But Also, I loved Aminata, Love Injected. So I would do like a very powerful ballad with Aminata, definitely.
But you already performed, I think, the Verka Serduchka's.
I already performed it, yes. I was thinking about...
oh my goodness, now I recall this. Yeah, it was quite epic.
It was quite epic. So I was thinking about which song should I perform on the pre-parties, like if I'm singing Poison Cake all the time, or if I can... Because at some pre-parties, I can sing more songs. So I was thinking of doing Poison Cake, and then maybe like Molly Zanas, you know, like a nice ballad, and then like Verka Serduchka, just to completely murder the dance floor. But we will see, because they usually limit us for like one song only. So that's a pity, because I would love to throw a show at the pre-parties, and I'm sure I will. Either way,
I will find a way.
There will be a chance. Yes.
So Marco, finally, if you could send like one message to your critics and one to your supporters, what would that be? And what would be your, I would say, final words to conclude this nice little chat?
Have more fun. I don't know. Have more fun and take things with an open mind and an open heart, and just try to find something that inspires you instead of something that you don't like. Because everything that you don't like is a reflection of something that maybe you have within yourself, because that's why it's triggering you. So all of us are a reflection of each other. So make sure that you're being nice to others, because then that's a reflection of yourself. I don't know. That's it.
Very, very well said. Thank you so much, Marco, once again, for joining us, for taking your time. And we obviously are wishing you all the best in Basel. And... yeah, go get them, I would say.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Thank you again, Marco Bosniak, for tuning in and for having a nice little chat with us. You know, sometimes it's also a good thing that we know that we are our own platform, and let's go and try and use this opportunity maybe just to, you know, address something, which is be kind. I think this is the only thing which works. You know, you can always achieve nice things while approaching in nice words and without, you know, spreading so much hate. It works so much more if you're spreading love, and this is something that we are really standing by for since we started this project. And to everyone out there who are listening to this episode, be kind to one another. Don't spread hate.
If you don't like Marco's song, get out of his DMs. You don't need to say nasty things to him, just keep it to yourself. It's very simple. It's even less work.
exactly. So we'd like to thank Marco once again for joining us, and for all of you who stayed with us until that very moment, we would like to invite you to our socials. We are Building Bridges Pod everywhere, and also do not forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com. I don't even know what's the name of our website.
Oh well.
Thank you so much once again to everyone, and you will hear from us very soon. Bye.